Sheila and I are really excited about this morning's show. For the first time, we're going to use the whole program for just one topic, but it's a big topic. It's about when seniors downsize their housing, how do you do it, and how do you dispose of stuff? We have two very qualified guests to talk about this topic this morning. Sharon McRill, the owner of the Betty Brigade, is with us. Welcome, Sharon.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Also with us, we're very pleased to have a returning guest, Carol Cam, the owner of I Sold It on eBay. Welcome back, Carol.
Thanks, Alan. It's good to be back.
Sharon, we'll start with you. The Betty Brigade, what does your company do?
Well, the Betty Brigade is a personal assistance and concierge company. And when people hear that, they get a little confused. What we do is we help busy people take care of the things in their lives that are too hard or seem too challenging for them to get their head around. Moving, coordinating their moves, helping them organize their homes, plan parties, pet care, things like that.
Carol, can you tell us a bit about I Sold It on eBay?
I Sold It is a consignment seller. We sell on eBay, which has the largest population of buyers internationally. So we are able to find our customers new homes for their items, for their treasures that they've decided they no longer want to keep.
New homes. That's a great analogy.
Carol, how did you get into the business?
I actually bought a franchise. We're actually coming up on our 5-year anniversary. Across the chain of stores, we are the number one store.
You are the number one across all of the I Sold It.
That's correct.
Wow, congratulations. That's fantastic.
How many offices are there across the U.S.?
I'm thinking it's around 35 to 40 right now.
Well, that's quite a few. Sharon, how about you? How did you come to start and own the Betty Brigade?
Well, that's a long story, but I'll try and make it short and sweet. I got laid off from my corporate job about 8 years ago. While I was laying on my couch feeling sorry for myself, was thinking that I would never find another good job again, I was watching Oprah and I made a list of all the things I knew how to do because she had one of those Live Your Best Life shows. So that's really kind of what started the Betty Brigade. And I did get a corporate buyout from that. I gave myself a year to make it work. At the 1-year mark, I hired my first employee because things were going very well.
And that was 8 years ago?
That was actually 6 years
ago. 6 years ago. So you've definitely been doing well then.
Yes. Yes, we're up to 8 employees now.
And we understand you've gotten a fair amount of recent press coverage. Where have you shown up?
We were in the Detroit Free Press last fall, and we've also been featured in Crain's Detroit. Most recently, we were in Forbes.com and on AnnArbor.com.
And has that helped, that publicity?
Yes, publicity always helps. Thanks.
Our guests are Carol Cam and Sharon McRill. This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Sharon, okay, I have a big house full of stuff, 40, 50 years worth of stuff. I call you and then what happens?
Well, the first step is always to do a consultation. And when we go to a client's home, it gives us a chance to sort of see what they have in their home. The consultation is a free visit and we get a feel for what is the expectation. Does the client want the home emptied in a week? Or do they want to stretch it out over a year? Is the family going to be involved? Or is there no family left? Or do all the family live out of state? So that's usually the first step, is just kind of figuring out what are the parameters of the project.
How much time do you spend with someone in an initial consultation?
It can be anywhere between 45 minutes to 2 hours, depending on how much stuff they have and how many rooms we need to look at. But a typical visit is about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes.
And that's free?
Yes, that's a free visit.
How do you get people's belongings organized? Well, what do you do?
That's an interesting question. And most people are really challenged by that particular question. What is the first step? And the first step that Betty Brigade starts with is always, what's the hardest room? What's the room that feels the most daunting? The client always says, well, gee, why do you want to start there? And it's because that's when we have the most energy towards that project and we can really hone in on what needs to happen for the rest of the job. It all feels downhill from there.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say, because if once they complete that big hard part, everything else will seem a little bit easier for them.
Exactly. Like starting with the basement or the attic, those are typically hard rooms to start with.
How do people know what's valuable and maybe what's not?
That's a good question, Alan. And it can be very difficult to know. Some things that you think aren't valuable may have a very strong collector market. One of the things we advise people not to do is don't assume that just because it's old, it's valuable, or that just because it's old, it's not valuable. Collectible types of things tend to go in cycles. So things that we were seeing as very hot 20, 30 years ago, not so much anymore. But things that were hot from our childhood, vintage Star Wars toys, for example, have a very hot collector market right now. From our perspective, what we look for is anything that's got a good recognizable brand name and is known to be of good quality. Waterford Crystal. In some cases, China. But again, it's going to depend on what the pattern is, et cetera, things like that. We advise folks never to assume that it's trash. Let us do some research. Let us look it up, see if there's some value there. At the very least, even if you find out there isn't a lot of value there, you've looked. You haven't thrown the baby out with the bathwater.
And is there any cost for that initial research?
No, none at all. Our research is always free of charge.
I'd love to give you an example of something that we took to Carol. A statue, and it was a very plain Grecian statue, just a lady, very, very simple. She was about a foot tall, ivory colored, and there was just a small stamp on the bottom. And I looked at it, and I didn't know if it was worth anything, but I thought, I'm going to give it to someone who knows how to research this. So, Carol, why don't you tell them what happened?
Well, this was very exciting because my background in my family is with antique dealers. And I was familiar with this maker. It happened to be a piece of Irish porcelain called Balik, but not in the traditional sense. For those who know Balik, it doesn't look like your average Balik. What we found was this was a relatively rare line that Balik produced. So we were able to put that on eBay for Sharon's client. It ultimately sold for several hundred dollars.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guests are Sharon McRill from the Betty Brigade and Carol Cam from I Sold It on eBay.
Carol, are your families pretty good at knowing what's valuable?
Not necessarily. In some cases, because they've been collecting something for a while, they may not have realized that the collector's market for that has started to fade so that the value is declining. They may also just be curious. They don't know what it is. It came handed down through the family over a couple of generations. What is this thing? Let's see if we can find out whether it does have some value. It really is a wide mix. And then there are the folks who really are, they're collectors themselves, and they do know their stuff, but they're either winnowing their collection or exchanging it. Maybe they're upgrading from one level of collector to the next. Mm-hmm. We can find new homes for that too, help them fund that upgrade.
So what kind of things do you have?
Oh, the variety is huge. We have everything from wheels and tires to, in the wintertime, sometimes we have snowblowers. We do small collectible things like the Balik that we were mentioning earlier. Household goods like that. Sterling silver is always a good seller. We also do a lot of cameras, a lot of electronics, a lot of musical instruments are actually one of our favorite things to sell. How many folks have the musical instrument sitting in the closet that their child played for a year or two in junior high or high school and then put it away?
Don't forget the sewing machines.
Sitting there. And sometimes sewing machines.
As far as downsizing goes and that whole process, what mistakes do families or seniors make when they get into that?
It's kind of interesting because the person who is moving often wants to keep more things than they have room for, and the adult child wants to get rid of more things than their parent wants to get rid of. And so it becomes kind of a little bit of a struggle between the parent and the child, what gets kept and what doesn't. We kind of become the mediation team between those two entities, and we are really focused on honoring the parent while still respecting the adult child.
Sharon, what specific advice can you give to our listeners that are going to be moving to maybe smaller accommodations?
It's a daunting process, and if they have time to make the move, then start downsizing early and start going through their things early. If they don't know where to start, then they can start working with family members or friends, or they can call a professional service.
And you talk about going through their stuff. I'm guessing there's a lot of emotion as part of that process. Do you see a lot of that?
Oh, yes. We have clients cry. We have them hug us. We try and keep it fun and light because the more lively the environment, the more it doesn't feel like such a challenge to that particular person. Whether they're old or not, it doesn't matter. Making it easy is always better.
Sharon, what about cost for your services?
We charge an hourly rate, but the consultation that we do, the free consultation, really gives the client a chance and us a chance to understand how many people we need to bring to that particular project and what needs to be done. For example, we start at an hourly rate of 85 for the first person and 45 for each additional staff member that joins that first person. Say an average job, a 3-bedroom ranch house could range anywhere between, say, $5,000 to $8,000 for us to help them sort through and pack up their belongings and get their home ready for sale. There's a lot of steps in there that I'm leaving out right now, but that's an average cost.
To get them ready to move?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm guessing they can recoup some of that cost through selling things like on iSolda or other avenues?
Absolutely. And that's a big part of what we do is we try and recoup as many dollars as our clients can get through antique dealers, through consignment shops, and through folks like Carol on eBay.
What's the name of that show on Discovery? Is it Discovery Channel where they do the garage sale to make the money to fix up the house?
Clean House.
Clean House. That's it. What channel is it on?
I want to say TLC.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that.
It's a little like that, but we really discourage our clients from having garage sales
right.
because they're huge time suckers. Mm-hmm. That a garage sale takes a tremendous amount of effort and work, and generally they only sell about half of what's out there.
Right. If you put more valuable things out in a garage sale, you're not going to get the value that they're worth. And you're going to do all the work that Sharon's talking about and not get the return that you should.
And you might not even know the value of what you're putting out there.
Exactly.
But the people that show up at 6 a.m. know. And they
That's
grab
right.
It.
They sure do. They really know.
Oh, the pickers are there. The pickers are definitely there.
Our guests are Carol Cam and Sharon McRill, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. We'll continue this very interesting discussion in just a few minutes.